Good Saturday morning. Thanks for tuning in to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus, and I am so excited to have with us in the studio this morning Dr. Lucas Bradley of the upcoming Baxter Regional Medical Center Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. Dr. Bradley, welcome.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here.
Have you felt how excited this community is to have you yet? This is a really big deal for Baxter Regional Medical Center.
Yes, it's been an amazing welcome.
So, and you're from West Plains originally, so this is almost like coming home. Is that correct?
Yes, it is. It is.
My biggest question, I think, is, and I was reading through some of your stuff, you have six kids. So is being a neurosurgeon harder, or is raising six kids harder, you think?
Oh, raising children, absolutely. Absolutely.
And you guys were excited to get back to this area, and you like to fish and
yes.
All those good outdoor activities, and looking to open your clinic here in a couple weeks.
Correct. Yep.
So tell us more about you. Tell us about what we can expect with your clinic.
The clinic is going to be primarily focused on issues with the spine, and the goal being to provide care to patients that normally would have to drive to Springfield or Little Rock or Jonesboro or Fayetteville or wherever. Those several hour drives and someone that already has a pain in their back, you know, we'd really like to be able to offer that care here so they don't have to drive as far. And we can. A lot of those things don't need to be done at those major centers. They can be done at a hospital of this size that has the services that they have here.
You're talking to someone who had to drive someone 3+ hours to have back surgery out of town. And I can tell you that was one of the most miserable experiences of my life. I can't imagine what it was like for the patient's life.
Oh, yeah. It's not fun for those patients.
You'll also not only, you know, working with back injuries, but also neck and spinal injuries. And, of course, patients who suffer strokes. And that is, of course, a huge challenge for our older community here in this area. So that is crucial that, you know, we now have you here.
We will be taking care of patients with neck and spine injuries. They the strokes, we will participate in their care. We don't take the point or the lead on those types of issues, but there are situations where we need to participate in stroke care, and we will.
We have a partnership with UAMS for the telemedicine program. Will this be, you know, will we continue that?
Are you talking about our saves? Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. That will continue. As far as I'm aware, the neurologists will coordinate the care of the stroke patients and get them transferred and get them the treatment they need. And if neurosurgeon needs to be involved, they are one call away, we'll be able to offer what they need.
You graduated from the University of Missouri.
Yes.
We won't hold that against you. We're proud Razorbacks here, but we won't hold that against you. But then also did your fellowship, excuse me, did your residency at UAMS. So you're well familiar with Arkansas and Missouri and the different patients you'll be treating.
Yes. Yes. It's this is the area of the country that, you know, me and my wife grew up in, and it's what raised us, and these are the people that we want to take care of.
Let's take a break. You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO. Welcome back to Local Matters on KTLO. This is Heather Loftus visiting again with Dr. Lucas Bradley of the BRMC Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic, which opens here in a couple weeks. You can call and make your appointments now, 508-7080. Again, 508-7080. And, of course, my favorite number to always call for Baxter Regional Medical Center, 508-1000, and they can direct you wherever you need to go. That's always the one. That's the only one I can ever remember, it seems like. Dr. Bradley, you're, of course, with opening a brand-new clinic, now accepting new patients.
Yes. So the majority of the patients we're going to be taking care of here, just due to the nature of the issues and the size of the hospital, are going to be spine and neck issues. And most of those are usually what we call degenerative spine diseases or degenerative spine or neck issues. It's basically arthritis that develops in the neck and the back. Same as your hands, same as your knees, same as anywhere else, the joints in your back get it as well. And there's various different ways we can go about treating those things. Not all of them are surgical, but of course all of it requires being evaluated first. We will also take care of people that have traumatic injuries to their spine, be it the neck or the back, infections, or tumors whether that be malignant or non-malignant tumors of the spine. Sometimes those require spinal care surgically, and we will be able to offer that.
You know, I've always heard that back surgery is one of the most just awful. I mean, no surgery is good, but just the back pain, and it's just, it's a hard surgery. It's a hard rehab. But for so many, it seems like once they do get to the point where they have that surgery, it's like a light switch. As soon as they wake up, they feel so much better than they did before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the big back surgeries they're not a comfortable thing. Mm-hmm. For the patient. There's things we do to alleviate that pain as mm-hmm. best we can. A lot of that has to do with expectations and doing surgery on patients that really need the surgery. But you're right. For patients that needed surgery, after they get that surgery and the pain related to the surgery itself mm-hmm. goes away, it can be very much like a light switch, and it can really change people's lives.
It seems like it's pretty common as we age and we still think that we're a little bit younger than we might be, and we continue some of the activities that we've always done, you know, that this is a common, you know, a back injury is pretty common, you know, once we get to a certain point. You know, and it's summertime and we're all weekend warriors and we think we can still do the things that we've mm-hmm. always done. Are there helpful hints along the way? I mean, obviously you want to keep your core as strong as you can, but, you mm-hmm. know, it's a little bit harder to do when you get in your 40s and 50s than it was when you were in your 20s and 30s and all that good stuff. But the best way to prevent or help prevent some of those age-related back injuries?
Yeah, there are. And it's not the things that people generally want to hear, but weight is a huge thing that leads to back problems. Mm-hmm. Your spine's designed to carry a certain amount of weight, and when it's disproportionate, either in the front or the back or wherever, it can lead to back pain. And a lot of people that have weight problems and back pain, when they lose the weight, they notice that their back pain goes away. Another thing is smoking. Smoking does lead to advanced changes in the spine, degenerative changes, and can cause problems with blood flow to the spine. And it, again, has been shown to help with back pain when people can stop smoking. And by smoking, I also include nicotine use in there. It's really the nicotine and the problems it causes with the blood supply to the bone and the joints. Beyond that, it's knowing your limitations. When, you know, as we age, an example I use is tree stands. You know, guys will climb up in their tree stands every fall for 20, 30 years, and everything goes fine. And then it's just that one time where, you know, they weren't prepared for it, and their body's not at an age anymore where they can catch themselves when they fall, and they end up getting injured. So using that as an example is know your limitations, and don't be too proud when you need to be safe.
Well, and it seems like sometimes it's just the smallest of things that initially causes, you know, horrible back pain, you mm-hmm. know, until, you know, you bend down to pick something up, or you turn too quick, or, mm-hmm. you know, it's like movements you've been doing your whole life, all mm-hmm. of a sudden, you know, now you're going to need surgery for.
Yeah, well, our bodies age, unfortunately, and eventually they reach a point where one day you can't tolerate that twist or that turn or that bend, and mm-hmm. and one of the tissues snaps or one of the discs mm-hmm. herniates, and yeah, they, you know. Luckily, a lot of those times we can get people past it without having to have surgery, you know, whether that be an injection mm-hmm. or some physical therapy or just time and pain control. But sometimes they do end up needing surgery, and it's a lot better to be able to get it right here in town than have to drive all the way to who knows where.
Absolutely. You know, I always love to ask new physicians to our area. Of course, we're super proud of AXA Regional Medical Center, and it's a cornerstone of our community for, you know, forever. Tell us about your thoughts about being welcomed into the Baxter Regional family.
Well, Baxter Regional really is an amazing institution, and you should be proud, because it's mm-hmm. The services and the caliber of this hospital for the area that it's in, for the mm-hmm. size of the regional area, it's very uncommon. I've never mm-hmm. personally seen it, and pretty much unheard of. And a lot of that comes from the support from the community, the pride that the community takes mm-hmm. in the hospital. And that's a large part of the reason why we decided to come here. The welcome's been amazing, and I'm very proud to be a part of this community and provide care to this community, and we can't wait to get started.
Well, we are so proud to have you and your family here, that's for sure. Dr. Lucas Bradley, the Baxter Regional Medical Center Neurosurgery and Spine Clinic. Again, the clinic's opening here in a couple of weeks. You can call and get more information, 508-7080. Again, that number, 508-7080. Dr. Bradley, we look forward to many years of seeing you here.
Thank you.
You're listening to Local Matters on KTLO.